Bitches, I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And it is still August, but it's the end of August.
I know, yeah. It depends on when someone listens to this. It could be September.
Could be September by the time you listen to this, yeah. Which it might be, yeah. Because the day we're recording this.
Do you ever feel like the immediate time it hits September 1st that you should be able to wear fall stuff?
Yeah.
I do too.
How did you know?
I do too. I'm not as obsessed over the pumpkin stuff.
Oh, really?
I know okay. You are.
I get into a really good vibe of it. Like, yeah. I'm all here for it. And then I realize there's, like, adult things I have to do before.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to do that. But if I ignore it and just keep pushing it, don't do that, kids. But, like, if you keep on, like, flushing it to the side, it's fine.
Yeah, we recently went to our coffee shop.
Yes, we did.
We're going to say on the...
Full Bloom! Not a sponsor, but would gladly...
Could be.
We talked about them the first episode.
Yeah, don't go back there, though.
Maybe don't go back now.
Don't go back there. It's got a new owner, too, by now.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does, because we talked to the old one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love
yeah,
that.
We
love
talked
that.
To them. Yeah.
We talked to them.
But we went, and they didn't have any pumpkin-y stuff.
No, they did. And if they did... Which, you know what?
It was secret menu and you didn't know about it?
No, I may have just not read it.
Or you got menu block.
I did.
Yeah.
Like, I was focused, because the lady was so nice. She was so nice up there. She always is. And she, the moment she did it, she complimented my lipstick.
Uh-huh.
The moment she did, all I thought was, well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And then I forgot what I was going to say after.
Oh, that's good.
And don't be that person that's thinking, well, let me, I think you just, you know, that happened. No, like, I literally don't remember what I was going to say.
I hate looking at menus.
Yeah.
I don't know why some people are like, I can't wait to look at the menu. Or, I've got to look at the menu. Why? Just order some.
Jokes on them. I probably already Googled it.
Yeah. That's what I always do.
I just Google.
Look at the menu before we get there.
Yeah.
And then I've already decided. We did that with the soda box. Once.
We did. Well, I did. Menu. You did not.
I did.
You told me you were like, yeah, I looked on it. But I like really, I
That's
diagnosed
not true. That's
everything
not true.
In there.
And wrong. I did. Definitely did.
Sure you
in
did.
Fact, I did. And I went to show you the menu. You were like, okay. And then you did it. And it was like your idea.
Yeah. That's the way that works.
No.
You're in an aggressive mood right now. I'm sensing that because you just came back from work, and I get that you're aggressive right now.
I am not aggressive.
You know, it's not that whole thing of being left with 16 children.
Yeah, nothing,
fine.
And children that are way too young.
Yeah,
to
it's
be
not
in
like
room.
That.
Yeah, no, I'm not aggressive about that at
all. As one person.
I don't wear my anger on my sleeve.
No, you don't. You're so good at that. But yeah, we did go to Full Bloom, and the thing about Full Bloom...
They're the best grilled cheese sandwich
love
ever.
Love their grilled cheese!
Their, best grilled cheese ever.
Our friend that we were with...
Had she had a cool
she
thing,
had a
too.
Really cool chicken panini.
Yeah, did you want a chicken... Did you have... Do you ever order something and have envy of what the other person ordered?
No, I don't. Like, I'm still going to eat what I'm going.
Yeah. Then I would have
she
to
She had, like,
verbally.
A salad thingy, but, like, I didn't want that. I didn't want that.
Oh, you didn't want
No,
that.
I was too healthy. Yeah. But she was really loving it, and I was like, that's good. Like, I don't want that. I would rather have the potato chips.
Yeah, I
no
agree.
No offense.
Well, they're kettled.
Yeah. They're kettled. They're healthy air
they're
fried.
They're healthy-ish.
Right?
You have a pretty big week ahead of you.
I do!
You start back school?
I do.
Yeah,
I'm getting back.
You preschool teacher?
Yes!
Are you excited?
Not a kindergarten.
No.
Not kindergarten.
Daycare.
Preschool.
There is a difference.
Yeah, there is.
A big one, actually.
Yeah, like I don't work all day.
No.
I work a school hours.
Yeah. And only 2 days.
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes.
I think you're very ready for it.
I'm ready.
I think you're so ready that you're surprised by how ready you are.
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
You're looking for something to be amiss.
Okay.
But everything has gone so well.
Yep.
Like all the puzzle pieces have fell together.
Okay.
All your stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like you don't know what to do with that.
I don't know what to do. That's for sure.
I think it's going to be great.
I do. I know that it's going to be great. I have my meet the teacher night coming up.
Yeah.
Don't know when they're listening, but it's coming up very soon.
Yeah, so it depends on, or it's already passed.
Or it's already passed. Then there you go.
It's already over.
And
it's already successful.
And it's already been my first day of school.
Oh boy.
If we only could wish that fast.
Yeah. No, don't wish those things away, because, you know, we're heading into the end game.
The end game.
Yeah.
But, yep, that's going to be exciting. Whole new class.
Yeah.
Not the same ones.
Yeah.
They've graduated up
they've
into their next tier of life.
Yeah.
But I'll get to see them meet the teacher night.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I know that it seemed like a complicated thing for you, mm-hmm. but sometimes you must let go.
Yeah, you know? Sometimes you gotta let go.
Move on. You know? Next little brains to help.
Yeah, next little brains. Next for little futures to not that, demolish.
Yeah, don't demolish them.
No. Learn your colors,
they got
kids.
Plenty of time for that.
Yeah, poop
they
your
got
pants.
Plenty of people on their path of adulthood.
That's
to
right.
Crush.
To ruin their lives.
Yeah. Yeah. This was a great pickup speech.
It is. It's very good.
It's great for pickup for school years, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Because, Katie, we're getting into some school year.
We have all the children have started back school.
All the kids these days.
All the kids.
Yeah.
I saw everyone's pictures their first day of school.
Yeah, don't you love it when the kid is older? Knows. And the parent puts a whole thing on, like, she didn't want her picture taken. Oh. But I made her.
I'm going to tell you right now.
That's so triggering.
The kid is going, my kid would always have their picture
taken.
Well,
I mean, that's not surprising.
Absolutely. My favorite thing is when the parents have the chalkboards.
Yeah.
With all the little things on it. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy that. But then, next comes down my scroll thing on the Facebook.
Yeah.
Is the Garner police thing.
Yes.
About not having your kid hold like their, because you can't handle all their information out like that.
Oh, yeah. They're not supposed to do that?
Not supposed to do that.
Oh my gosh, why did I not know that?
Well, you haven't seen those posts?
No.
Well, so
if they're on there, I'm paying them no mind, bro.
Well, so now the parents, most parents now, like, X out certain things.
Is it like the school year or the year they were
born? I think
it's
like where they go to school.
Oh, no, you're not
supposed
to do that.
Or who their teacher is. Or, like, what grade they're in.
Oh.
Or, like, the year they were born. Like, too much of, like, their full name.
Yeah.
And most parents I saw
have
now marked out those things. Like, they just have them for, I'm sure, take them for themselves, but not.
Oh. Well, that's good that most
have
of
on
yours,
the Facebook.
Most of them that you saw were like that.
Not
None
yours?
Of the ones. Nope, not a single
well, the
one.
The Garner Police put out the thing.
Really?
They put it out every year.
Oh, I've hit no mind.
Made sense.
Clearly, that's why I don't have children.
Because, you know, you're not supposed to do that, you know, what state you visited or what state your mom's from.
Nope.
You know, those things like that. Garner Police put a thing out about that, too.
Did they really?
Yes, yeah, information.
Wow, I'm going to be brutally honest.
Scammers!
I follow, viruses.
Oh, viruses.
Right?
That's just
That's a story for another day.
That's
for later into the school year where our father is, like, listening but not listening.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Adult mistakes we make.
Adult mistakes!
That could be a series,
That
really.
Could be a whole year of that stuff. Yeah.
That could just be the topic of the whole podcast.
What do we do this week? Virus.
You're welcome.
Why I don't. And I follow the Garner Police.
Yeah.
Didn't see that.
I like to keep up information.
We actually know somebody who's a Garner Police officer.
Yeah, and he helps us all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Literally.
Literally, we've seen him all the time. Like, our parents have been around him. We've been around him. It's all thing.
He has come by. For some reason, I think he's just running the whole place.
Right?
Yeah.
I think he's just running the whole police station.
But with all that being said, so with the topics coming up of it's a school year and, you know, everybody, it's a
and
school
the doubts
year.
And it's your depression school. Is creeping in.
Okay.
Which we hope you're not depressed. And you
know
what?
And your anxiety.
Yeah, and you're like, and I'm going to cry my bell off.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you're the kid that I love, the kids I really love.
The kids.
Because they were younger when I was in youth group, there was a girl who was homeschooled for a really long time of her life. And then, boom, she's in public school.
Yeah.
That was a downer when our personality really changed, which is what happens a lot.
Yeah.
And if you're the kid that was homeschooled your entire life, and we know a few of them,
and
boom, you're in public school, or boom, you're in private school, or boom, school.
Oh, wow. A lot of booming going on.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
Ooh, that's...
Yikes.
That wasn't meant to be what I... That's what I just thought of. Wow. Insensitive of me.
Insensitive of you.
Sorry.
How aware of you to be insensitive.
Sorry. But is that, you know, it? I lost my train of thought.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think what you were going with, of the vibe I was getting, or maybe the correction I need to make for your thing, is that it, I can only imagine it is hard going from homeschool school.
Yes, that's where I was
school.
Going with that. How did you know?
To public school.
Get that train back on the train.
Because I can only imagine it is.
Yeah, it is. Coming from two
homeschooled.
Yes. We were homeschooled. I know, you
Shocker.
Can't believe it. No, we did not. before you start rolling out the questions, no, we didn't have a prom in the basement.
Okay? Why do you always go with the prom? Because I knew one person as a homeschooler. Oh, my God. That had a prom in the basement.
Yes.
That's it. That's all you know.
No, it's real, Katie. You know what you don't know about them? Because they're in the basement.
Because I don't socialize with people.
Yeah, and no, we didn't do those dumps. First of all, in our time.
Okay.
They're better now. Like, we had at our church, we have a C groups and stuff like that.
Yeah, we have a lot of homeschool
groups. C groups. But we do have those. Yeah. But we have, like, homeschool groups that come to our church and meet there. That's really nice. Our time periods didn't have that. In fact, they were weirdos.
They were not the best ones, I would say. Like, you also, they were so less. Like, I was so surprised when we went to a different church and there were much more homeschool kids than I had anticipated.
Yeah.
But I know since the pandemic that a lot of kids have been homeschooled, and they've been homeschooled for now about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Where now they're heading back into the system.
Yeah.
Back into public schools or private schools.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine it just being very complicated.
It's very rough.
So it brought up our topic.
Yes, it did.
Friendships! Making friends. And how maybe we all deal with them.
Yeah, how we deal with them.
How we deal with them being homeschooled, not homeschooled.
Are you going to talk about, like, yourself, how you were before, and then how you think you do it now? Like, at school age?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I feel like you go through many stages, or at least I did, as, like, how you make friends as a younger, an older kid, and then how you make friends as a teenager, and then how you make friends as a young adult, and then as an older adult.
Oh, are you the older adult?
I'm the older adult.
Really?
You're the young adult.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I've heard it 50 million times.
You're a young adult.
But that
led you to...
I let it... Oh, my toe, you hit me with a pin!
I dropped a pin on you. Calm down.
I dropped a bomb on you.
You need to calm down.
Maybe not mention things that blow up.
Maybe anymore. Not.
Sorry. No. It's not...
Insensitive.
It's insensitive of me. Mm. And that's not joking. That's literal. But with that being said...
Yeah.
We're just gonna gloss over that. You know what I'm talking about? So, I put out polls. Because I thought it would be so much fun to see people lie. Y'all are liars.
I love the fact that we asked
people. Oh my gosh.
Ask for people's point of view and you jump right into judging it.
I'm sorry. I won't judge till after the polls.
Yeah.
Okay. So we start off with two that are about our main topic, which is making friends.
Yeah.
And then the last one I'll save for our last topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. A review. Yeah.
Stop.
That's so good.
Just stop.
Our first two questions of the first one is, do you feel like you make friends very easily?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is like very, like extremely easily. Okay. Like you walking in a room and there's a group of people you don't know.
And you can start up a conversation.
You can just do a boom right there. Boom, roasted.
Yeah.
So we have yes, I do versus no, not really. Mm-hmm. Okay. Honesty is the best policy.
Well, it is.
True. Okay, so we have yes, I do with 48.
I'd say we're not judging, but clearly we are.
We're not. But like some of you, I'm going to give me a little bit, okay?
Gross.
So we have yes, I do with 48%.
Okay.
While no, not really, with 52%.
I am really shocked. Whoa. By this poll.
Like, it's like teetering. These polls are really close, except the middle one, it's not very close at all.
So people thought that they made friends easily?
So people thought they did not. Well, okay. I mean, like, it's so close. Like, people thought they did, so they were 48%. Okay. While 52 of them.
I don't know why I thought you said 78%.
No. Well, Katie, welcome to my world.
I don't know how to do math. Sorry.
No, that's okay. We were humble. Well, so we have yes, I do, while people think they do make them very easily. Like, I don't know if you guys know the definition of easily. But 48% of you said yes, while 52% of you said no, not really. I guess my questioning would be...
Well, so what? How do you feel like you do?
I've been told yes, I do. Yeah. But when we're talking on a friend level, like, we're talking friends.
I don't think so. I don't think... we mean that. Well, I don't mean that.
Very easily?
I mean, like, can you walk in a room and start up a conversation and not be, like, super awkward? Like, I don't consider friends to be, like, forever if you're just making them in a room.
We put them in categories. But, like,
to survive.
So, I guess what I would say to this is, if I was talking, if you were asking me this question at, like, younger me.
Yeah.
Like, teenager Libby. Okay. Yeah, I was able to really flare up a conversation.
You were, because you
I just didn't care.
You know, you make up a joke.
Yeah.
You break the ice. Yeah. Like, you're very, like, I would say you are very in tune with breaking the ice quickly.
Because it drives me insane.
Because you don't like silence and you like to make things, I don't know, you just are very good at making awkward situations funny and then breaking the ice for that. Right.
Well, silence does drive me insane.
Yeah.
Which can be a good thing and a bad thing, because I could either make it kind of... Now, I would say if I was then teenager Libby, yeah, very good at it. Mm-hmm. I do a bad thing now because of quarantine and stuff. I think it broke it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Was, I think with being a young adult, it is very awkward to know either, is this scenario, am I going to make someone very mad because I'm going to make a joke? Oh. I overthink a lot now. Okay. And so, therefore, I let
people are more sensitive, too.
Yeah, they are. And I am not good at reading the sensitivity level in the room. Yeah. I know to read the room, but, like, the sensitive levels, I never understand.
Yeah.
So, I would say now, as being in a young adult stage, is I have a bad tendency that drives you insane, is I will let the awkward tenseness run too long, and then I'll break it because it makes me so uncomfortable when it's silent. Yeah. And you don't do very well, too, but you have a you think, you overthink as well.
So I don't. I don't make friends very easily.
Which is not true.
At all.
That's actually not true. Surprisingly, I know some people are going to be really surprised about this, but we could be out and about and you actually speak first than I ever will.
This happens occasionally. Like, if I feel like no big deal, like, if, like, if I'm not, like, affecting anybody, I can talk very much. Right. And I can talk quickly.
9 times out of 10, though, you get more of the chatter than I do.
Yeah, I mean, I can, I know how to make people talk, I know how to get them to talk, and then at some point I go on autopilot.
Yeah.
But do I make friends quickly? Like, can I make them in a room? Yeah. I would say no.
See, I would say yes.
Because I'm a bit of a studier first. Like, I like to read.
I would say there is a difference. I know that some people don't understand it. There's a difference from making friends and being a leader. So I would say you're better at leading.
Yeah.
But you do make, you have to make friends to be a leader. So, yeah.
Well, so, I mean, I do find as I have gotten older that my care level has dropped almost to a non-existent level. Here we go. So, I'm more free to talk, because I care slightly less about what someone's thinking.
But some people really like that, because then you're pretty much up front.
Yeah, it's just not, it's not a thing I like to do, so it's not something I want to do. It's not that I don't like making friends, it's just that it can be a very awkward situation. Because
you make friends, and you know
I do make friends.
Sometimes we have moments where we make friends with people that we didn't want to.
Yeah, I mean, that happens.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is you do have to remember that, you know, it is fun to make friends, and you know, you do need to survive at a certain point.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there are friends you're friends with, like you're very close with.
Yeah.
And then there are friends you're with because you have to survive.
Yeah, and I could see that in school where you would really have to, like, I feel like that would be me.
Right.
Like, I don't feel like, because that was kind of how my friends were as a teenager. Mm-hmm. They were not my best friends. They weren't even my, I would not say they were my real friends.
Yeah.
They were just friends I had to survive in needing to have friends at times.
Yeah.
But I definitely, like, I'm not friends with anybody I was friends with as a teenager.
No. You have adult friends now.
Yeah, I have adult friends. So, yeah. I would far more
rather be around
and talk to than ever them. So, I could see trying to survive. And that would be my, I guess, the end goal there is just, like, I gotta survive, so I've gotta make friends.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that no one ever remembers is, like, you do have to survive at a certain point.
Yeah.
And as a teenager, I mean, I would say probably the same. Now, I am still friends with some of the people I was friends with as a teenager.
Yeah.
But also, during that time, I still was kind of friends with people that I had to survive to keep going through. But then again, I did have a bad tendency as making friends with being, which goes into what we're talking about next, is I would attract people who were not nice to me.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
They were also kind of not good.
Yeah, I see that.
That was kind of what I attracted as a teenager in, like, youth groups or, you know, outings or people you knew or camps or things like that. I was friends with people I shouldn't have been probably friends with.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the cost of making friends easily. So we do have that, but then we come into this one. That this one's a baldy.
It's a sensitive question.
It's a sensitive question. Are you considered a social butterfly?
Oh God.
Yes, I am. Versus no, not really. We have yes, I am with 38% of
you. Wow, that's a really low one.
While no, not really with 62%.
Wow.
So let me just give a disclaimer here, because the people who voted on this, I don't think they are social butterflies. Okay. They're just rude butterflies. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can see that.
So here's the thing. If you look at the definition of a social butterfly.
Oh, we got a definition.
It is a person who is ideally, personality-wise, has a, what it said was like a gorgeous personality.
Okay.
Okay, so that means you don't
have to be. That is an interesting definition. It's very, I know.
Social butterfly is able to be in a group of people and thrives in them.
Yeah.
Is able to go to table and talk to them and not outsider people. A social butterfly's definition is to be able to, if they could have a room with every single person, they would make room for them.
Okay.
So the thing about this, I have been called social butterfly a lot.
Yeah.
I've been called it in a daring way. I've been called it in a mean way. I've been called it in a bashing way.
Can you say that someone's a social butterfly meanly?
Oh, yes, you can, by a person that I know.
Oh. Okay.
Do you want me to give you a little snippet of how they said
it? Give me a snippet.
Okay. Oh my gosh, Lemmy, wow, you're just a social butterfly, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know if it was meant to be mean, but your mockery made it meaner than I think it was.
It was mean. I'll tell you later, is that? The thing, I have been called this several times all through my life. No. Katie, have you?
I have never.
That is not true.
I have never in my entire life, I'm being honest, I've never in my entire life ever been called a social butterfly.
Social butterfly?
No. Wow. Now, I do like for people to get along. Like, my main thing is I hate when groups of people, like, separate and cliques are made. Like, it is a real pet peeve.
It's bad.
Because the moment people click into little clique groups, that's when fighting and arguing and divisiveness starts. So, I do like people to get along.
Yeah, there was, with that being said, in our, in the youth group that I work in, they are... Youth pastor makes this thing that it was even when he first came in, it was like our big thing when I was a teenager, was if there was like a group of like a, I would say a clique, basically, that's what I would call it, teens. And if no one, like there's one person who's new or maybe they just don't hang out with this group, but they're the only one there as well, is you have to say gap to open it up and let that person in.
Oh.
And then the next person and the next person, and then no one's left out. I think in many ways that does help.
Yeah.
Because when you have cliques and you have things like that, I think it is nice to have a person who's a social butterfly. I guess you would say that.
I agree. And I agree with that method because I noticed very quickly.
Yeah.
Children will start to do that almost immediately.
And it is in our human nature. And I'm going
to
be honest with you.
To immediately start to only hang out with your certain kind of group.
I do it all the time. And I have to be aware of that, you know. Well, I can't really do this. I have to go do something else.
Right.
Or I have to be nice. I have to go and talk to that person.
Right. And it's in our nature to only hang out with people who have had certain things that we had or are around certain things we have.
Yeah.
And a social butterfly, which I would say is exactly what I would describe you as, has a great way of, you know, whether you're from the state of North Carolina or not.
Yeah.
Has a great way of having a conversation with you and making you feel in whether or not you are.
Right.
Because I notice this a lot, especially with people who sometimes have moved down or up here.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's a big thing around here. And, you know, I'm guilty of saying certain things too. Like, you know, don't come here and drive the way you drive over there. Or we don't need any more here.
You want to keep going? You want to keep doing it? No, keep going, Katie.
It's just one of those things. And
it's true.
A social butterfly is really good at breaking that up, especially with kids in school when they've moved to certain areas.
Yeah.
And I would classify as you being that kind of person that just knows how to, you know, make someone talk. I don't
like it when we do. Like, when there's, like, an argument or something that gets started, yeah. It's so, it makes me so uncomfortable.
But you have a good way of finding so things for everyone to get along with.
Right, right.
I love sometimes, and I have watched you do this sometimes.
Yeah.
I love when you try to find something in common with someone, and they keep saying, oh, no, I don't know what that is.
Oh.
Oh, no, I don't know what that is. Or, oh, no, I've never seen that movie. My favorite thing to watch you struggle with is when all your categories have ran out. And you're just like, so do you like to eat at McDonald's? Like, you just have ran out of everything. And you just are all the way down to food now.
Food now. That's all and we have.
I love spaghetti. Do you?
Do you?
Lasagna is the best.
Yeah, that's true.
But you are just, you're always trying to make sure everybody.
This is great.
And
I love how we're doing this now, you know? Complimentary aisle.
But I'm just saying, like, for someone to say you're a social butterfly, I don't know why you would say it meanly, but
it was said meanly.
That is the way to be, like, just very vibrant.
And I think sometimes people think that if you're very loud, like, there was a person that
said they were a
social butterfly. And to me personally, you're not a social butterfly.
Just because you're loud.
Just because you're loud, or because you might include a person because you think they might get you somewhere.
No, and the more, isn't that the truth?
Oh my gosh. Like, it's not, that's not social. And also, it isn't social to make yourself a better leader or think you're a leader or whatever because they're beneath you and you think, oh, well, yeah, I'll let you be with me because you make me better.
Yeah,
no, that's not what a social butterfly is. And all because you enter the room and yell
and a leader is not a social butterfly.
Nope, no.
That's not true. A leader knows where to find one.
Yeah.
And a leader can be a social butterfly, but they don't go together all the time.
No.
Because
actually, and genuinely, a social butterfly actually sometimes doesn't want to be a leader.
Yeah. I am definitely not a social butterfly.
Okay.
I do have a tendency to be slightly less social.
Okay.
I at least like activities that involve less social activity.
Right.
I do enjoy breaks, and I don't always, what is a great word for this? I don't always care if someone, you know.
Here we go. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, in the same circle of me or not.
Yeah.
Like, I have a tendency to really kind of be a loner. Like, so it, right. I have no
Which isn't
thrive.
A bad thing to do.
Yeah, it's just, I don't thrive in social
and
circles.
And I definitely wouldn't say it's like a tremendously good thing to be a constant social butterfly, because to me, when you're a social butterfly, there is a medium. Like, I feel like the older I've gotten, when I was younger, I did. I mean, like, I would talk to McDonald's workers. I mean, like, that to me was the epitome of my social butterfly.
Like, everybody would, and you still have, like, it's just like this just way of just, like, you have a way of making people feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I don't think I have a way of making people feel comfortable. It's just, like,
well, because that's not true.
First.
Yeah.
At first, I don't come across as the most
Because you don't trust
friendly
them.
Person.
Which is fine.
I know,
to trust
I don't
people.
Trust people. That is probably one of my biggest problems, is I don't trust
But I don't
people.
Trust a lot of people, but I will
no,
let
but you
talk.
You do fake it very well.
I fake it very well.
Yeah.
I do. I have been told that.
Yeah. Mm. Friendship is just, I think it's very important for people to have friends.
Yeah.
I think it's okay if you don't have a ton.
Yeah, I think in this time, especially in this new decade, in this generation that's coming up, it is like a huge deal of, like, how many followers do you have on Instagram? Oh, well, how many friends do you have on Facebook? Or how many of this? Or how many of that? Or whatever the kids are using these days. Or be real. And I think, really, truthfully, it is more unhealthy to have more friends than it is to have that one friend. Or to have those two friends. Or that group that isn't very big and everyone...
Yeah, and I think it's important into how you categorize these friends.
Yeah.
Because you can have friends, but they not be like your friends. Because I'm going to be real honest with you.
Yeah.
If you're hanging out with a group that's not particularly like them, I have already probably decided you're not a very nice person.
Then. Yeah.
Because it's very important for you to be... not exactly a social butterfly, but to pick friends that are nice and help bring them to the level of nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Not fall into the bully category.
Right. And that's kind of how. Or the
mean girl category.
Yeah, the mean. Woo, yeah. Girl, we've ran into that.
Yeah, you do run into that a lot.
So that's probably one of my. I feel like you ran into
one. The other, there was an incident that happened and someone came up to the table and was mocking you.
Yes.
And let me tell you what.
I have a tendency.
I felt like that was a mean girl moment.
It was a mean girl because.
I kind of want to lose it a little
bit. What is annoying
is. But I don't want to embarrass you.
Out of the two. I know. Yeah. I know. That 20-something, you know.
I know. I always run through that, man. Don't embarrass me.
That's always good. The bad thing about it is. Like, I don't care. With being a social butterfly and then also, like, if. Your I don't even know what to call it. It's like for me personally, mm-hmm. I like to fix things.
You do. You're a fixer.
And you do not. You are. That's their problem. They are bad news. Like I don't trust them. They're done. And I do that now. I would say when I got older, I do better at it.
Yeah.
But especially now, I do have a bad tendency of he liked me.
Yeah.
I was fixing him as a friend.
As a friend.
Or like you know she was nice to me. But now she called me dumb, and I don't know why. But maybe she didn't mean it, and then she does it again. You're like, you did mean it.
Well, I think that's a mistake many people make.
They always think I'm dumb.
Yeah, and I haven't quite understood that yet. Then again, I just always think people have little lives.
Which, I mean, then again,
and little
I do
brains.
Think, oh, wow, here we go.
And they like to hurt people's feelings when they're hurt.
Yeah.
I just like to think of it as like I would tell the children if they tell me things about how someone's bullied them.
Yeah.
Sometimes people have little brains and little lives.
Oh, here
and
we
to
go.
Make them feel bigger,
they hurt you. Yeah.
And I definitely feel like that when someone in particular has come and told you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever feel like,
like I want to strangle the life out of them?
No, I was going to go back to when I was younger.
Want to strangle the life out of them that hurt you? Yes, absolutely.
Surprisingly, when I was younger, I had a very terrible best friend.
Yeah.
And I had just gotten my room.
Yeah.
And she and I were like really close. We were besties.
Mm-hmm.
And as a person, I really despise when there's conflict, which we've talked about this before on the podcast. I don't do well. And I was like, what was I, 7, I think I was when this happened?
I think so, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do, and she called you a liar.
She called me a liar, and she also called me this in all the places, and I had an icy from Target.
Yeah, I remember sitting at Target looking at the Target circular.
Yes, and I said, I have these new bed sheets or something in my room. Or whatever it was. And she called me a liar. She didn't believe me.
Yeah, we were switching rooms at that time. Mm-hmm. And your room had not been quite put together. It hadn't been quite put together for a while. Because, you know, life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we had moved ahead with it. And you had finally gotten some things put
and
together.
And I got these new bed sheets from Target, surprisingly.
Yeah.
And you were standing there. And I think you had walked off with her brother or whatever. And I had turned around and I wanted to cry.
Yeah.
And she was the type of little girl that she said it like this. And she's like, Libby, I don't believe you. I think you're a liar.
Yeah, she did. And I came back over there.
You did. And you came and asked me, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Yeah, and you wouldn't tell me.
And I was like, nothing, Katie, it's fine.
And I can't remember.
You cornered me and you got me. You were like, we were walking down the barnyard or something. And Kate has this thing when I was younger. You don't do it anymore, of course.
Oh, like,
it
would be a little weird.
Because I'm taller than you. And so.
By a smidge.
5'7", y'all. 5'4", Katie. You're 5'4".
I'm not 5'4".
I'm getting a measuring stick. We are going to measure, baby.
The story.
And you cornered me and you said, Libby, what is wrong? Why are you crying?
Okay.
Tell me why. And you did that very aggressive voice when you want me to tell you something because you know do it aggressive, I'll tell you. And I was like, she called me a liar. I'm going to say her name. She called me a liar. And I started to cry.
Yeah.
And you were like, who did? And I said the person's name several times because I was like whisper crying. And you, dang, I don't know where you took her, but dang, that girl came over and apologized to me.
Oh, well, so we were actually walking down. They were just on the other aisle.
And
her brother was by her.
Yeah.
And I asked her, I said, did you call Libby a liar about her room? Well, yeah, because I've never seen it. And I was like, you don't even really technically have a room. Yeah. You have hand-me-downs from literally everybody else. Yeah. Your entire bedsuit is my bedsuit. You're not even my sibling. And yeah. you have my bedsuit.
She had my clothes. Let me tell you, friendship.
Nothing on your body right now is even yours.
It was mine!
I said, you know what? That's what I'm going to tell all the little girls at school. You don't even have anything.
Yeah.
You have to have everybody hand things to you. In fact, Libby has to literally outgrow stuff so you wear it. It was a really mean.
And the bad thing about
I really hammered that in really meanly.
Yeah, you did.
I was so angry at her.
Yeah. I remember. I remember her crying, too.
I did. I made her cry.
Yeah, because she made me cry.
And I told her, and I expected you to apologize. Yeah. Or I will tell all the little girls.
You have hand-me-downs.
That you don't have nothing.
You got nothing.
Without Libby.
Which is true. She had all my clothing.
Well, she was wearing your dress. And yeah, she was wearing your shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
These were all facts.
Which were all true things. Yeah. And the weird thing about it was, yes, every time I grew out of something, she had the hand-me-downs. And she
wasn't even related to us. I try not to be that sibling.
Yeah, you do. You really
I
try.
Can't
you know what's amazing
it.
Is the older I've gotten, you like be like, I'm trying not to be that person, like that sibling.
Well, it is a little weirder when you're like a really grown woman and then like you're kind of an adult. So
you're like, I'm a grown woman. Adult. Like you're kind of adult, I
yeah.
guess. Yeah.
So But I still can't help but sleep.
Sometimes I cry. Yeah. But I cry when it's
but I try
when
not,
I'm at home. I don't
I
cry
try
at Target.
I try not to be that aggressive. Because yeah. I can be so aggressive now that I do scare some people.
Yeah, you've grown a grown boy scared of you.
Yeah, I mean, they're just like, yeah I don't want to talk any junk to you.
I don't know junk to you, Katie.
Big like,
Mama Katie.
No.
Yeah. Somebody did call you a stage mom one time, and you despised that.
Yeah, I don't care for those kind of nicknames.
When they call you like a mom?
Just shut your face. And
shut
just
your
do
face
what you,
off.
Be nice.
I like it when some girls that are friends with me, sometimes they're like, well, it's okay, Katie will protect you. I'm like, no, bro, she ain't gonna protect you, okay?
No.
Unless you got the blood running through your veins or your last name
no.
or like she really
I can't,
wants you.
I can't have so many
You
things.
Grown women that are your besties that you kind of protect sometimes. You're like, what did you say about her?
Right. Well, I do.
But like when they're friends
I'm
with
a
me.
Very.
And they're my age, you're like, I don't really care. That's my problem.
Well, probably because I think of too many things they did when you were younger.
That's true.
That still come back up.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't forget.
Yeah, I forgive, but I shall not forget.
But you should, kids.
Yeah, you should. It's the Christian thing to do.
Yes. And you know what? Have a good school year.
That's right.
Make friends.
Always do. And yeah. be careful of your lovers.
Or your friendships.
Oh.
Or was the lovers.
Or situationships.
Those two.
Yeah, I guess.
Make good decisions. Mm-hmm. Also, hang with a nice crowd and make them be a nice crowd.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll help them.
That's right. Speaking of a crowd, I don't...
Well,
where
see,
was
I
that
went
going
really
with
good.
Segue?
I had a great segue of with lovers.
But we weren't even done with the segue yet.
I know, but like, I had a great
How
segue.
Was, we were only in. We have to go back and forth for a moment.
I
That's
know,
our thing.
I know.
And you want to go straight into lovers.
I know.
Stop saying lovers!
You know, like, once they say lovers, that's when you dive right into this. Mm-hmm. Can we just say what we're talking about?
The summer
I turned
pretty!
Season 2, baby! Yeah!
I don't know why I felt like this was season 3.
No.
But it's only
wrong.
Season 2.
Season 2.
Yeah. Season 2, 8 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So the Summer I Turned Pretty had a season last summer.
Yes, it did.
It was great.
That summer was pretty,
it.
Too.
I think mm-hmm. I put it, yeah, it was pretty. I think I put it on my list, actually,
so
last
did I.
Summer. Yeah, shocker. I did not this year.
Mm.
I was trying to be
You can't
different.
Just call that right now.
Well, I didn't put it on my list. I did, because I
you
already
mean
said
your
my
summer list.
I didn't put it on my summer list.
I think I did.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
You put it on your list.
Yeah, I did.
And we still had another episode left, and mm-hmm. you put it on your list.
As you did.
I do enjoy. It was 8 episodes, mm-hmm. and this was a very emotional season. These are based on books, if
These
you
are
don't
based
know.
Based on books.
By Jenny Han.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. I do my research. I have not read these books.
I have listened and read them.
Listening counts
as
reading.
Reading. You're right. I'm sorry.
Do not let anyone tell you different.
That's right. I have listened to the first one.
Uh-huh.
I have I re-listened to the second one because I'm going to tell you what. When I listen to those other ones, I listen to them in the not right order. Oh, so yeah, call me a dingy, whatever. I haven't listened to the third one.
Okay.
And again, there are a lot of things that happened in the second season that doesn't happen in the book. Really? Which drives me insane. And so, I didn't listen. Let me just tell you something.
Okay.
If you read these books, all three of them, in a weekend, okay? You didn't get no story. You didn't. I think you blinked. You don't even blink.
I cannot read so fast. I don't know why.
There's no way you read these trilogy.
I cannot. This trilogy? Calm down.
Because there's three books.
Yeah, it's a trilogy, but like a.
If you read all three of these and you were like, oh my gosh, I read all of them, there's no freaking way. There's no way, bro. You didn't get a bit of a story plot at all.
I just think I'm going to go a no on it.
To read them?
Yeah.
Why?
I just don't.
So I really like to listen to them because Lola, who plays Bailey, she
narrates.
Oh my gosh, I love the way she narrates. And I think the second book is when Gavin, who plays Jeremiah, that's what I'm listening to. He narrates it. I found that because we have this Libby app, the Library. I have it on hold, and I'm going to listen to it on there instead of Muse.
We talked about this way during the pandemic.
Really did.
We used it a lot, and then it knocked us out.
Yeah, and then we got back on it, and now we're on it.
And we're back on the Libby Library app.
Yeah, and so they all kind of narrate it, and the last one is when Chris, who plays Conrad, reads in the third one.
Oh.
But Lola always narrates it, and I love the way when she read the first one, I loved it so much.
Really? It's a no for me.
Her voice is
I have to draw a line here. At some point.
Listening to the books?
No, just the books in general.
Just reading the books
in general? Sometimes I'm just like, no.
So Jenny Han, when she writes, she wrote and directed this, if I'm wrong.
I think she directed some of them. Or she definitely produced.
She's definitely a producer. She does a great job. What do you got, Katie?
Well, so we're 8 episodes in, and we're going to do kind of a spoiler review of it. Yeah. So stop right now and go watch Summer I Turn Pretty. You definitely can binge it in a weekend,
right? Well, so the thing about it
not
is
read it but binge
when,
it
when, yeah you don't binge read.
You're welcome. Oh, so stop now.
Yeah
but we're gonna get into spoilers. So it was 8 episodes, and they all had love in them. Did you know that? Each episode. So episode 1 was Love Lost, and so we're dealing with kind of after to the next summer.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna not lie, it was kind of confusing to me.
What? No, it wasn't.
Because the mom was sick again.
The books.
No, the mom was sick with cancer again.
No.
Cancer was back again.
Yeah, cancer was back again, and which we knew that from the first season. That's a spoiler. Savannah.
I said
her name is Savannah.
It
no,
is
it's not
Samantha.
Savannah. Oh no, I don't know now. I don't know. I hate when we do this. I'm pretty sure it's. I'm not going to say it. Anyway.
But Conrad and Jeremiah's mom is dead.
No, I really.
Dead.
I'm pretty sure it's him.
Let's see your card. Oh, I got it. Darn up.
So Conrad and Jeremiah's mom is dead.
Love lost.
She has died.
And it is the most depressing person.
It's blown up.
And Billy and Conrad are together.
Bailey, not Billy. How many times you can call her Billy in this episode? How many times?
Bailey. First of all, I just want to talk about, and I know we talked about it in the first time we reviewed this season. That is not a nickname any teenage girl would want to be called. Bailey.
Yeah.
Bailey. Would you want to be called Bailey as a teenage girl?
I don't like
that. Absolutely you would not. Conrad thinks that's so cute.
So, Conrad, which I never
saw. Connie Baby.
That is definitely your look. Connie Baby. I love that episode so much.
What? That is your favorite episode?
Yeah, I really like that episode. You don't?
No, my favorite is when they go, I think it's episode 4, Love Game.
When they go to the, oh yeah, that one's
that
really
like a Lady Gaga song. Love Game. Yeah. So we find out that in episode 1 that they are like officially a thing. Yeah. And they've crushed Jeremiah. Even though she was originally going to have a thing with Jeremiah.
Yeah.
And she didn't.
Nope.
Because she is not right. I don't know. Like, what is wrong with this girl?
So
first of all, let's pause here. The child is trauma. I just want to tell you right now.
Here we go.
This is going to be one. First of all,
can we just tell people that might not have watched it? Yeah. Which if you haven't, well, you probably should because
we're going to make it sound great.
Is that she, Belly. Okay, is not a cousin.
Her name is Isabel.
Her name is Isabel. Okay, she's a friend. She's a really close friend. Okay, they've grown up together. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
Like you watched the first season. They're like family.
They're like family. Oh
yeah!
Don't say that.
Think of it like that. And she's got these two brothers.
Yes. And not that. No. She has these two friends that are brothers. You can't just say that. You do realize you just mentioned incest? There's no incest in the show. She does have a brother. His name is Steven. That's the only thing. She don't like him. He likes Taylor.
Her best friend. Never seen anything like this. Like, do you people, like, not socialize with other people?
Yeah.
You all like everybody in the same circle.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I ain't gonna blame you. You know, you really aren't thinking about this hard enough. It's like, think about it.
Oh, no.
You got this ocean blue.
Believe me, I've overthought about this.
Okay. Tall drink of water.
Because they just crushed Jeremiah at Thanksgiving. Let me tell you what. You got to have...
Whoa. Did you just say they crushed him at Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Because they touched each other's hands at the table?
No, they literally like, look, Jeremiah, we're a thing. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
Katie, you're getting this so confused. Belly told Jeremiah after Conrad and Belly were walking on the...
they were still together in some way, or that they weren't like flaunting it in his face. And now they're at Thanksgiving flaunting it in his face.
Well, I mean,
Belly was like, I love you, Jeremiah. Joke! You're a joke, bro.
I love you.
You're a joke.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I always get asked, what team are you on?
Who does that at Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is like a holiday, like most of the time.
I would have. Let me tell you something. At that Thanksgiving table, if Conrad would have been touching my hand,
I love the sweater game at this scene.
Gilmore
it's
Girls.
It's strong.
It's from Gilmore.
It's not from Gilmore Girls.
It is.
Everyone says it's Roy's sweater. It's a cable knit sweater.
Okay, well, it's not Roy's.
Let me tell you, if you want some strong sweater game,
oh my god,
Knives Out. God. Sweater game is off the chain there. Mainly because Chris Evans is wearing it, but that's fine.
And he's a murderer.
He's still boring.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Knives Out. Sorry. That was random and truthful.
It's an old movie.
Sorry. You should go and watch it.
And so they're together, and I love the way Connie just pouts.
Are you calling him Connie?
The whole time. Pout mix powder.
Okay. You know what? All because you and our hairdresser think that all the time and you keep saying that.
He's like the most moody thing. He's a gaslighter too.
Hey.
I love the way.
I love him.
Let me tell you what.
Let me tell you something.
If I was talking to him, like she's talking at him on the counter.
Yeah.
They're talking about prom. First of all, honey, I just want to break it down to you real quick there, Belly.
Mm-hmm.
Prom, not the end of the world. If you go, you don't go. If you got you a corsage or not. Like, his mom is dying.
Yeah.
Like, calm down about it, honey. Okay? You need to calm down. Okay?
Yeah.
About the prom stuff. Mm-hmm. So, okay?
Well, I think in that scene, are you talking about when they went to prom together?
Yes.
I think that was really sad.
She just would talk. And he just really, let me tell you what really annoys me about some guys, is when you're talking and they act like you're being over the top, which she was being, but even it's annoying.
Yeah.
I just wanted to choke.
Are you talking to me as a person or are you talking about Belly? Because I feel like you're like directing that against me. Because you keep on saying like, when you talk to some guys, is this because of one? Yeah? Is that because you've seen guys do that to me?
Talk, and they just are not paying any attention. Like, I just want to choke the life out of someone.
I think that might just be you.
Is that just a me thing?
Yeah.
But this is happening. And this goes on for like 3 episodes, guys.
Yeah, and see what happens in this season that doesn't happen in the other season because we go back and forth in time. We go to Conrad and Belly dating to then we go to the present where Jeremiah and Belly, in the first couple episodes, they go into having to go find Conrad because Conrad has randomly disappeared to cousins.
Disappeared because the mom's dead.
And Jeremiah to save the house. Really angry at Belly because Belly chose Conrad.
She spat in his face. She's like, I love you. Joke!
I don't love you.
Joke's on you, bro.
I just like a little bit of
I only have eyes for Conrad. Unless he doesn't like me, then I'll come back to you later. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that if she has children,
yeah,
This is going to be the most embarrassing situation. Like, you worried about a corsage, honey, at prom? Think about your children later on. They're going to be like, Mom.
You like my uncle?
Is that not going to be, am I my uncle's kid?
Or am I my dad's kid? Or am I?
Who's my daddy? It's not the summer I turned pretty. It's the summer who's my daddy.
Oh, no. That's for the next season.
Isn't that kind of like Mamma Mia? That's
season 4. Mamma Mia?
Oh,
please don't bring up that
the
crap.
The summer I found out about my daddy.
The summer I found my daddy. The summer of who's your daddy? The summer of daddies.
The summer of
the which... summer I turned into your daddy.
The summer I turned out my uncle was my daddy.
We're not involving that.
Was my uncle?
The summer my daddy turned over.
No, what?
No. That means they're dead. This season also jumps back and forth. We go back in time and come back. We go into when Savannah. It is Savannah! I know it is! Because Laurel is their mother.
I have Bailey's no mama. Idea. No idea.
I'm right. And so, I know I'm right. I shouldn't have second guessed myself. I know I'm right.
And then there's this whole, like, confrontal thing with Connie. And Jer, Jer Bear, Jerry.
That's what I call him. I call him a Jer Bear.
And then, do you just say everything in Bear, Harry Berry?
Jer no, Bear? That's different. That's different. Don't do that. Don't do that. When I say my Harry Berry, is that what you're talking about? Is that what you're talking about?
Just and everything in Bear.
Because no, it's Berry. Bear. Like that's totally your like
Pedro baby.
Pedro baby. No, we're going to stop. I'm not coming up with nicknames for your guys. Okay? Chrissy Baby.
Chris Evans.
Yeah. No. It's weird. Anyway. I'm going to ignore you. What happens is there's a party scene. Can we not? Let me just go to the party scene. Okay? Oh. We got a little bit because we meet a cousin. Because they have a cousin.
They have a cousin at Cousin's Beach.
Yeah.
What?
Your favorite episode, which is Love is a Game. Or yeah, Love where
they
Games?
Go on the little pier and they play all the
That's
games.
Fun.
That's fun.
Conrad has a lot of one-liners in that episode.
He's funny.
He's really funny.
I also love his dynamic with the aunt that comes in that wants to sell the house. Good.
Yeah.
Like, me and him... Some patico there. That would be the smart aleck mouth of my...
My favorite was when they're walking and their cousin says, your mom really loved this. And he says, oh, you know what my mom really loved?
Her house. Her house. That your mom is selling.
And he just...
Is on a burn level.
He's on a burn joking. And that is really good. And this is kind of also where we watch where Belly... is kind of into Conrad, but Conrad is
still loving, like, trying to get something going with Jeremiah. With Jerry.
Because Jeremiah, we have the party, which is after, I think, the game, because they have a house party.
Yeah, because they try to do this to get back at the aunt who's trying to, who has sold the home
and
by
And we won't talk about this, because Katie's not going to talk about it. But Jeremiah is the creepiest.
See where this is bad.
Let me show you. Okay, Belly is taking a Polaroid with Keani. Okay.
Connie, baby.
They're talking to Polaroid because Conrad knows that Belly
loves Polaroids?
Yeah.
Okay.
When they're together. Duh.
But he's already gaslighting her today.
He
likes keeping her on the side.
Hey.
The same.
So then Jeremiah, we don't know where Jeremiah. Where's Jeremiah? Where is he?
He was over there sitting on the bench.
And then Belly is wearing she's wearing a roller skater outfit. I don't know why.
I would never wear rollerblades.
She's rollerblade, and then she trips. She also drinking. She falls.
So rollerblade, don't rollerblade and drink at the same time.
Don't drink and rollerblade at the same time, kids.
Don't do that at all.
And then Jeremiah is standing right behind her and catches her, and then he whispers in her face.
Yeah.
You don't have to hurt yourself to get my attention.
He doesn't do it quite the way you're doing it, but okay, I get it.
Yeah. Okay, that was a little weird.
Although, I love the kind of crimes that are committed in this show, like underage drinking, house partying, loud music, underage children together. Mm-hmm. I just love all of this because it's so inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
And I love how cool mom Steve and Belly's mom is. She's like,
Laura.
Yeah, I just like, I know you guys drink. Don't do that. But you do it.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Or my personal favorite, safety first.
Don't drive.
You know? Safety first.
Yeah.
You know?
Whatever. Like, be a mom.
Girl.
Okay?
Honey, yeah.
Be a mom. Okay? Yeah. Whoop them into shape. I don't know.
It is a little.
They're just so like.
And then Jeremiah
and then she's
Conrad.
Like over the top in the next episode.
Jeremiah and Conrad have a whole fight, which is actually worse than the book. Sorry.
Because they keep playing Jeremiah.
Yeah. I'm just Jeremiah, saying. Whoa, he really wants some belly. And I don't mean
like... I don't know why he's still so in love with her.
I don't know. And then, you know, we go to the final episodes, and what is it who with, does Belly choose?
What is it with chicks named Bella? You got Bella from Twilight, you got Bella here. Like, what is the deal with Isabella's?
I don't know.
What is it? Why you gotta play guys so badly?
Why you gotta do that?
You know, and why you got Conrad?
And they're so good looking guys.
Clearly the Edward, and you got Jeremiah is clearly the Jacob.
Yeah, that's true.
Does Jenny Holm like Twilight?
I don't know. I'll ask her next time we have a
meeting. It gives me Twilight vibes.
But this all goes on into the final episode, which we are finally with Jeremiah and Conrad.
Yeah, and that is awkward.
It's awkward. I loved that, those scenes, though. I know a lot of people were, like, really angry at Conrad. But I thought it was really funny. And when he gets super obnoxious and jovialant, and it really gets underneath Jeremiah's nerves, I love it. Jeremiah, can we just talk wait one moment?
Wow.
Is when Jeremiah's making out, like, eating Belly's face off of her face.
Okay.
He goes to choke her in a weird way.
Okay.
That seems a little abusive. If you ask me,
it's an aggressive...
I like to breathe.
This is an aggressive love story. Can I just say?
It's getting more aggressive.
Boom! Written all over it.
Because at the end, we see Jeremiah is with Belly. Steven is with Taylor. Okay, yeah. Who is really freaking annoying.
Yeah.
Ask our mom. Our mom is very... She's with us on this.
She does not like Taylor.
She does not like Taylor. And this you know what? I'm with her. Mm-hmm. And then we have Conrad, who goes home as a responsible adult, may I say.
Oh, yeah.
And when takes care of cousins, the beach house.
The beach house. Because that's their home now.
And he's redoing it. And, yeah, it is their home because it's the Boston one.
I thought the last episode was not a great one.
So it didn't really wrap it up.
It didn't end well.
No, and I know that you're sitting there being like, well, there's $3. Well, yeah, but, like, we have to wait a really long time.
Well, we may be waiting.
Oh, my gosh. Are you dying over there?
I just died.
That sounded like something in... Oh, don't... Katie, whoa!
I'm fine. Okay. Where was I going with this?
We have to wait a really long time.
We may have to wait a really long time.
Before you yacked up something on me. Oh, my God.
That was dramatic.
Yeah, it was.
The strike.
The strike.
He's knocking me on my train.
It's still going.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
Buckle up. We ain't going to see anything new for a while.
I want to see Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, well, probably not going to happen.
On Christmas, like during Christmas.
Well, it might not. Who knows? Just saying. I did not care for it at all.
So, what was your ending grade?
My ending grade for The Summer I Turned Pretty season 2 was a B+.
What?
Please calm down, okay?
Oh my gosh!
You need to calm down.
Whoa. Girl, we better go.
Well, it's Taylor Swift and Jenny Holmes.
She does.
Okay, I did not like the ending. Mm. I do not like this back and forth. This is just, it's so... I thought there were some episodes that were a little slow, and Belly is kind of becoming not a likable character.
Belly is also kind of mean towards...
So it's a B+ on those factors from the first season. Yeah. It's still a great show.
Yeah. So I give it
an A+. There's nothing about it that was perfect.
So I really love...
You're fired.
But I love this show. I love the vibes. I love that it really frames our whole summer.
It is aesthetically pleasing.
I really love Conrad. I know that there are some people... Connie, baby. I know there are some people who are, like, really big fans now. Please, honey. We were fans while it wasn't even...
What was your polls for this one?
I did a team, Jeremiah and Conrad. I got a lot of messages because
people
of
are
this
so
polls.
Passionate about
they
this.
They are. So, we have our RU team, Jeremiah, with 53%.
Okay.
While our RU team, Conrad, sits at 47%.
I am so shocked because I feel like the first season it would not have been like that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, my thing about it is I've been a team Conrad the whole time.
Yeah, you have.
Also, even reading the book, still love Conrad. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. There are more things that have happened in the second book than she definitely put in the show, which is going to happen. I know there are a lot of book readers that are like, well, this didn't happen, that happened. Yeah, well, there's it's a only you can put so much.
Yeah.
And there's a third season, and I think that one's gonna be really good. I love this show, so
it's enjoyable. And you know what's enjoyable? If you're on Instagram and you want to participate in polls, follow at Libby Farnung.
And at Farnung Metz for polls, memes, pictures, and hey, you don't know, you could pick what we talk about next.
And if you're on Facebook, you should be in the
Facebook Ranting Sisters Facebook group.
That's right, where we have memes, polls, and sometimes clues into what we're going to talk about next.
That's right.
And, you know, share this episode
on all social media platforms and tag us in it. Let us know you're listening, guys.
Make friends at school.
That's right. And have a good year in school.
And be nice to everyone.
And your lovers.
Even if they're Team Jeremiah or Team Conrad.
And brothers. Yeah.
Yikes.
All right.
Bye!